The snozzberries taste like snoshberries. Huh? Tracy Kaplan? What are you doing here? Am I dreaming?
Ryan, why are you sleeping in the studio?
I got locked in when everyone left. I've just been gaming and eating snacks.
I'm reopening the 10 News studio for some breaking news from the Supreme Court.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get caught up.
Yeah, you do. The Tenors need to know what's going on. So put down that PS5 controller and please brush your teeth. It's go time.
Copy that, boss. That's Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Ryan Willard. It's Thursday, June 30th, and this is a 10 News special report.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's been a monumental week in the United States.
That's right, Ryan. Last week, the Supreme Court of the United States issued rulings that overturned two laws that will have a major impact on the lives of all Americans.
Wow, I really need to catch up. One sec. 10 News Hotline, how can I help you? Oh, great. Perfect timing, Leilani. Tracy, I've got one of our tenors on the line and she's got a bunch of questions. Want to take this one?
Absolutely.
Hi, Tracy. I decided to call up the 10 News team and see if they could help me get some answers.
Hey, Leilani. I'm so glad you called me. There has been a lot going on this week. Tell me what's on your mind.
Can you explain to me what Roe versus Wade is? And what does it mean for the Supreme Court to strike something down?
Well, Roe versus Wade was a court case from 1973, before I was even born, that determined that because of a woman's right to privacy in the 14th Amendment, women had the right to choose to have an abortion or end a pregnancy if they needed to for whatever reason. An easier way to explain it is that when Roe versus Wade was decided, the Supreme Court said that privacy is a protected right. So therefore, what a woman chooses to do with her body is her own private decision. And saying that something has been struck down means that it has been reversed or canceled. The Supreme Court, called the highest court in the land, strikes down decisions from time to time from the lower courts. In this case, it's a big deal because they changed the ruling that has been around for almost 50 years and has taken away a right that is very personal and private.
I don't understand why this happened.
You know, a lot of grown-ups feel the same way and are wondering why this happened. Usually, when the Supreme Court is looking at a new case, they look at past cases called settled precedent to make a ruling on the new case. And their decisions are also influenced by the makeup of the judges, so meaning what their overall opinions are and their interpretations of the Constitution. One thing to understand is that over the past few years, the court has gotten more conservative. What that means is that the judges who joined the court recently have had a stricter interpretation of the Constitution than liberal judges. They look at what was originally written by the Founding Fathers and don't leave a lot of room for changing their interpretation. And as we've talked about before on the 10 News, the world has changed a lot since the Constitution was first drafted. Women and people of color didn't even have the right to own property or vote when it was written.
Why did they decide to change it now?
Great question. So as I said, the court has gotten more conservative, and now they have a conservative majority. In previous years, the court was more balanced in the number of liberal judges and conservative judges. Now there are 6 judges who are voting for conservative opinions versus 3 liberal judges. That split will stay the same, even when Justice Breyer, a liberal judge, retires and is replaced by Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson later this year.
It seems like everyone is pretty angry and upset about this. Why is it such a big deal? What can we do?
Well, sadly, Leilani, this change is going to hurt a lot of people. Now, a bunch of states are going to make it illegal for women to have an abortion. And there are many reasons that a woman might need or choose to have an abortion. Without this choice, their lives could be in danger, or they might not have the means to continue with a pregnancy and have a baby. What is also upsetting to many is that the 3 most recent conservative Supreme Court appointees had said during their confirmation hearings that they would not take this action to overturn Roe versus Wade. And another big issue is that this sets up a very scary precedent. If the court ruling of Roe versus Wade, which protected a woman's right to choose what to do with her body, can be overturned after 50 years, there's a risk that other rulings like same-sex marriage could also be at risk. So what can we do? The biggest thing is to keep talking with the grown-ups in your life about what is happening and let them know what questions you have. There are also great organizations out there that are pushing for legislation to protect a person's right to choose what is best for their body. Congress can pass a federal law that would restore this right for all women, not just ones who live in a pro-choice state like California or New York. And something that everyone can do is pay attention to where your money goes. Companies and individuals give money to political candidates, and then those candidates have a lot of power when they are elected. So check on how you are spending your money and if you're buying from a company that gives to a political party that you don't agree with. And since the people in Congress are the ones that can take action, encourage everyone you know to vote in this November's election. I hope that was helpful to you, Leilani, and all our tenors out there.
Thank you, Tracy and Leilani. This is a big change that affects a lot of people in our country. I feel caught up on Roe v. Wade, but didn't you say there was another ruling?
Yes. There was another ruling last week where the Supreme Court overturned a New York gun law that had strict limits on people carrying guns outside their homes. This change will force some states to rewrite their gun laws, including New York, California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. This is really hard to understand given the conversations we've had around gun violence in America. The judges again went back to a conservative interpretation of the Second Amendment, which gun rights groups say gives them the right to carry guns openly and freely. There is one bright moment here. On Saturday, President Biden signed a new gun bill into law that will require more background checks for people who want to buy a gun and commits federal dollars to fund safety and mental health programs across the country.
Okay, this has been a lot to process, and we are here for you, tenors. Let us know how you're feeling and what conversations you're having at home. All right, now that we're caught up, you might be wondering, what can we do to fight back if we don't agree with the Supreme Court's decisions?
Let's break down the terms we're hearing about the Supreme Court, their power, and the changes that could affect their power. First, let's talk about how the court works.
The Supreme Court's job is to ensure that the American people have equal justice under law, and they do that by looking back to the Constitution. If a state passes a law that violates Americans' rights under the Constitution, or if a decision in a lower court affects people's rights, the Supreme Court can overturn those decisions. Their job as judges is to interpret the law justly. But the judges are people with their own opinions and ideas.
Judges join the Supreme Court when the president nominates them, and then Congress confirms them. This is a tool that is supposed to maintain a balance of power. But former President Trump appointed three conservative judges during his term, and now there is an imbalance.
That's right. Now, the judges who are more inclined to limit rights for women, LGBTQ+ people, disabled people, and people of color have a majority in the Supreme Court. The court even struck down a New York state law limiting access to guns after the deadly shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde.
What?
People who are angry about these new rulings from the court have suggested some ways to make the court less powerful. One option is called packing the court, which is just expanding the court. This would add more seats to the Supreme Court to balance the conservative and liberal judges.
In the past, the Supreme Court has had 5, 6, 7, 8, and even 10 justices. We have 9 justices right now, but Congress could change that by passing a law to increase the size of the court. However, this option could create an even larger imbalance on the court sometime in the future.
Yikes.
And people are looking to Congress for help. But even though the voters in the United States elected a majority Democratic Congress and a Democratic president, the Democrats can't pass the laws they promised, mostly because of the Senate filibuster.
Right. The filibuster is a rule that says 60 out of 100 votes are needed for most laws to pass in the Senate, rather than a simple majority of 51 out of 100. The filibuster means that laws which pass in the House of Representatives don't always pass in the Senate, even though both have a Democratic majority.
If the filibuster ends, Democrats will be able to use their majority to pass laws that guarantee equal rights for people of color, women, disabled folks, and LGBTQ+ people.
Woohoo!
Now, let's talk about the other ways that people are standing up and saying no to the Supreme Court decision.
You probably heard about, or maybe even attended, protests this past weekend. All across the country, in more than 35 states, from Maine to California, from North Dakota to Texas, people hit the streets for equal rights.
Protests help people know they're not alone. An American's right to protest is protected by law.
Yeah!
Another way to make change is by voting. Midterms are coming up in November, and some primaries are already underway. We know tenors can't vote just yet, but you can talk to the grown-ups in your life about the issues that matter to you. Kids can make a difference by encouraging adults to vote in every election. Your voice does make a difference. For tenors who want to learn more so they can talk about this with their grown-ups, check out the resources in our show notes.
That's our special report. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thank you for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is fighting for what they believe in and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, and Tessa Flannery. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Tracy Leeds Kaplan, and thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Have a great summer, tenors, and remember to fight for what you believe in.